At McDonald's, we're always working to build on our Happy Meal. Which is why we're giving your little ones the choice of a book or toy and are ditching hard plastic toys altogether. And why we've recycled old toys into Ronald McDonald House Charity's playgrounds. In fact, we're building one right now. Sorry for the noise.
Participating restaurants only. Served from 11 a.m.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we go. We're back, baby boys. Real Ass Podcast. Let me guess, Zach's headphones are not working.
Yeah, of course.
As I said, they wouldn't work. It's okay. We'll make it all work. Welcome to the show, guys. It's Friday, last day of the week. Some of you guys are out there fucking ready for the weekend, baby. I hope you guys are going to have some fun. We have two guests, as always, in studio. Two incredible guests, as always. Very happy to have back on the show from the Loud Boys Podcast. Dalton Pruitt joins us.
Howdy.
Howdy to you, my friend.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. What is going on? What was that? What is this awkward intro?
What?
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm having a bad week.
Don't come in if you're having a bad week.
You have to have a good week. I'm here to be silly and have fun.
You better have some fun today, Dalton.
I'm having fun, man.
You better get silly.
You better get fucking silly, doggy.
Let's get into the segments.
Sad Dalton Pruitt's here, everyone.
I'm ready to watch videos of hate crimes.
Yes.
Maybe say the N-word a little bit.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Well, what are we going to do? It's Real Ass Podcast. Friday.
Yeah.
N-word Fridays.
How many black people do you think search for the word rap on iTunes and find this? And they're like, oh, hell yeah. And then it's just us saying the N-word.
Also very happy to have back on the show. It's been a very long time. Formerly the co-host of the Shame On podcast, which it's one of the shows that everyone's like, got to bring back Shame On. You got to bring back Shame On. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Micah Fox joins the show.
Thank you so much for remembering.
I remembered. How are you, Mike? It's been a while.
Fucking great. I'm fucking thriving in the pandemic, making fistfuls of cash.
What?
There's like no traffic anywhere. I'm like living my best life, not going into work. What a great time.
Right. Some people figured out how to adapt and how to sidestep and to make the best of the situation. And some people died of COVID. You know, and I feel like you got to pick one, pick a lane.
And if I could do it all over again.
Hell yeah. All right, look, let's get our plugs out of the way and let's start this show. Zach D'Amico, what do you got to plug, my brother?
Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other shows on the network. Bye Guys with Ian Finance, Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. And Zach D'Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. This evening is me, Brendan Sagalow and Andrew Castritano watching The Dentist.
Fuck yeah. I don't know if I ever saw The Dentist.
It's pretty great.
Yeah? Great one? Horror?
Yeah. Real lots of close-up dental surgery.
Nice.
Brendan was very upset with me.
I just went to the dentist. Oh, I hate the dentist so much. So one fucking person, you just like I say it right to the dentist's face. I was like, I hate you, bitch.
Have you gotten to that episode in Seinfeld yet?
No.
Oh.
Does he tell the dentist he hates him?
Yeah. The dentist played by Bryan Cranston.
Whoa.
Yeah, you're going to love it.
Wow. Very excited. We just did season 2, episode 11 of Gomez Watch Seinfeld. So, Micah Fox, what do you got to plug?
All my socials at MYKAFOX. And I have a new show at The Stand. I'm co-hosting with my dumb retard boyfriend. It's called Great Hang. And that's going to be May 18th. That's a Tuesday.
Very cool. Very cool. Dalton?
My podcast, The Loud Boys, wherever you find podcasts. And if I may just take a moment to be just, can I be a little serious right now?
Please take a moment.
I'm dealing with a rough time. My best friend, tragically has passed away, and we are, going to bury him on Tuesday. The family, I don't know if anyone that listens to this would ever donate to something like this, but the family has set up a fund, which you can donate to help cover expenses. If you go to patreon.com/loudboys. I think that would really bring us some closure.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
My friend Eric.
What was your friend's name? Eric.
He was a big fan of this show.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm sorry you lost a listener.
Was he a go-mate?
No. I don't think he liked you, but he really loves Zach. He always wanted to talk. He was a big wrestling fan. He always wanted to talk wrestling with Zach.
I'm pretty sure liking Zach's a comorbidity.
No, I think he got pictures with you when you and Jay came to Fort Worth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't know what's real and what's fake in this,
let's start the show.
No, make him cry. We're like this close.
I have been crying for 3 days straight.
I don't know what's real right now.
It's real. My friend
His
Eric,
friend's really dead, but he doesn't have a GoFundMe.
He died on the job, so somebody's getting paid, brother.
Okay.
Expenses are covered.
What was his job?
He's an electrician.
Machete juggler.
No.
Who could have seen it coming?
He worked in the circus, and an elephant stepped on him.
Yeah. Outlet taster.
Shit, that's fucked up. I'm sorry that your friend is dead. That's very sad.
I'm getting through it. I'm here.
Is he really a fan of the show?
Yeah, he loved
what?
Skanks, Gas, all
no
of it.
Way.
Yeah.
Oh, no, really, if it was just your friend, I would not really care. But the fact that he liked my stuff legitimately means that I've lost something.
Yeah. When I first...
Now, does his wife know to cancel his subscription?
Or is that just going to roll over? He would never pay for this shit.
Okay. Ah, he was a thief. Well, good riddance, I say. Good riddance.
One less moocher.
Yeah, you fucking get it. You know what? To be honest with you, I don't want to butterfly effect this, but if he would have paid for Gas Digital, there's a good chance he'd be alive right now. There is!
Oh, come on,
you don't know about the butterfly effect.
No.
You know nothing about chaos theory, dude.
Well, do you think a subscription in this network would have stopped the electricity that... stopped his heart?
Maybe. I don't know, dude. You can't say that you know for sure that it wouldn't.
He subscribes and something travels through the power lines that when he touches that wire.
You know, maybe if he had to re-update his like payment info, then he would have shown up to work late and someone else would have gotten fried.
That's exactly the point.
Okay.
There's a moment where he would have, you know, or maybe his credit card would have gone to decline because he didn't, you know, realize that it was fucking compromised. And then he calls the bank and then he's an hour here. And then instead of taking that route that day, he takes this route that day. And then they're like, then he's fucking listening to the show right now.
Well, I gotta say,
he would still be sitting in his truck because the website doesn't work and he's trying to get the podcast to load.
Lewis, I gotta say, man, this is really making me feel better. I tell you what, dude.
Good.
The only regret I have, the only thing I wish is my friend had paid for a Gas Digital subscription.
Good. Good.
Now you have something to say at the funeral.
But look,
do you want a sticker to put on the coffin?
Yeah.
We could do that.
I just want to sneak something into your coffin. This is a kilo of kratom.
Well, that's how you seal it shut, and then if it's ripped, you know someone's broken in and stolen his jewels.
Oh, shit, a junkie got in, took all the kratom out of Eric's coffin. This was for you, Eric.
So, I got some live stuff coming up. Next week, me and Zach are going to be in Cleveland at Hilarities next Thursday night, same night as the NFL draft. Why do people keep on saying that to me, like, that's going to be a problem? I was like, I don't think our fan base gives a fuck about the NFL draft.
No, I don't think that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Maybe all of Cleveland does, though.
Maybe. You think we're going to have trouble selling tickets? Well, we'll see.
Not more than usual.
Yeah, you know what, guys? We always have trouble selling tickets, so at least we got an excuse this time. Nice. Cleveland next Thursday, then May 21st, myself, Zach Amico, and also Colin Turrell will be on the show as well. We're going to be in Connecticut at some crazy outdoor farm show. And other stuff coming up as well. I'm going to be July 22nd through 24th, American Comedy Company. June 3rd through 5th, I'll be in Vegas. Lots of dates coming up. Austin's coming up at the end of May. Go to lewisofskanks.com. As the tickets go on sale, you guys can go grab them. If you guys are watching this live as well, if you're in London, if you guys are in Manchester, Dublin, or Ireland, Michael Bisping is doing an evening with Michael Bisping. I will be warming up the crowd as well as doing interactive like question and answer stuff at the end with him and the crowd. So I will be on that little tour. 4 dates, 4 massive theaters. This is actually a really cool show. London's almost sold out. 3,000 tickets almost sold out in fucking like an hour. So if you guys are in the UK area, go grab those tickets. I will be adding some other stand-up shows as well, so look out for that. And make sure you subscribe here at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. You get a 7-day free trial. You get access to the complete on-demand library of your every show on the network, including Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks. Believe You Me, Gomez Watches Seinfeld, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Shannon Lee Hires The Thing Is, Ding, and many other shows. So use that promo code. It's the fucking best $8 a month you're going to spend. So
it could save your life.
It could save your life. Probably will save your life. It probably will. Who knows?
I just want to say, I wanted to get all that sad business out of the way during the plug.
It wasn't sad at all. It was really funny.
Yeah, I just figured
that was a fun segment.
Yeah, it was a good little fodder moment.
Yeah, I figured that would be this. That's the section most people probably skip.
That guy's son no longer has a fodder.
Oh, no, they never could have kids. I never, anyway, I didn't want. Anyway, I just wanted to get that out of the way, just to address why I was acting so weird. But hey, I'm here now. Hey, let's start the show.
No, you're fine, dude. We're good. Let's talk more about Eric.
Oh, okay.
What was your favorite memory of him?
Oh man,
this is the most insincere shit.
What? This may not be the best platform to start having these conversations.
No, dude, it is a fucking great. First of all, number one, Eric would love this. He would, and would he not?
He would.
If
he
I
would
know not. Eric like you did, he would.
Yeah, Eric would. Two things. You are friends with him, okay? You're a fucking shithead, bad person, okay? If he likes you, he probably likes bad, evil shit like
he does,
this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That he's a fan of Gas Digital in this world. Was he a stand-up comic as well?
No, he was an electrician. That's how he died.
Now I'm bummed he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, no, he could be an electrician during the day and a stand-up comic at night.
Well, he wasn't. He was an electrician during the day and a loving husband at night.
Okay.
He's gone now.
All right. Well, are you his wife? Relax.
The fuck was that? Basically, yes.
I mean, Jesus Christ, dude.
We had a very close, intimate relationship.
What was your favorite memory of him?
Oh, man.
Can you get Dalton a drink?
No, I'm sober. I don't
drink.
You're sober
again?
I don't drink.
When's the last time you had a drink?
Like a month. Like the last time I was on this show.
Get him a drink.
The time I fell off here.
You're fine, Dalton.
I'm not drinking.
Your friend would want that. First of all, do you think Eric would want you to have a drink right now?
No, he would want me to be happy and healthy.
Well, neither of those things are going to happen today.
I know. That's why I'm here, and I'm doing. This is me doing the work. This is the grieving process. Is coming into the real ass podcast. And
when did he die?
Tuesday.
He died Tuesday.
So funny. It's around the same time they announced the verdict for Derek Chauvin.
So this, they thought.
So everyone was shocked.
Yeah, but my roommates are like two very black guys, and they announced the verdict, and I'm sure that they're celebrating. And
how black are your roommates? I'm just imagine they're fucking like.
I don't know. They wear do rags and they cook.
I imagine them. I imagine they enter the house like the wild Samoans, like they're juggling fire torches.
Yeah, well, they're both witch doctors, actually. Okay. But yeah, they announced Derek was guilty, and then they're probably celebrating, and then they can hear through the walls just me screaming, "Why? No! Eric!" Which, when you start crying, turns into Derek.
That's true. They took a good man, innocent man.
He had a family.
Yeah.
He didn't deserve this.
Why do bad things happen to good people?
Eric.
Oh, I'm going to miss him.
Yeah. What? Where he lived down in Texas?
Yeah, Springtown. Going down there this Saturday.
For
funeral. Yeah, his funeral's Tuesday. I'm going to carry his casket.
Oh, you're going to be a fucking pallbearer?
Yeah, yeah.
That's like upside, right? Like a little silver lining?
It's an honor. It's going
to
hurt.
You get to be a fucking pallbearer.
Yes.
I was a pallbearer once. Who was I a pallbearer for?
You don't remember?
You don't remember? Mm.
Who was I a fucking
I'm sure you were important to whoever asked you to do this.
Mm. Were you even invited?
I funeral crashed.
Yeah. That would have been the sequel to Wedding Crashers if you remember how that movie ended. So maybe you were, I don't know.
Was it my mom? Did I count my mom's body?
This is some trauma speaking.
Maybe. I don't know.
You're like, I kind of remember carrying someone important to me anyway.
I carried a body.
I can only come when I'm carrying something heavy.
I carried a body to a hole. I remember that. I don't remember whose it was, though. It could easily have been my mother, or it could have been Ozzy Baez, the general manager of the New York Comedy Club in the early 2000s. Both of those people are just as important.
Yeah. They both do too much heroin and beat you when you were young?
Yeah, literally, yes.
When your mom passed, were you even strong enough at that time to be a pallbearer?
I was 23 years old.
No. That's
young buck. I don't know.
I was as strong as I had ever been.
Okay.
Know? When my dad died...
I imagine the coffin was very heavy because of your...
Fat
obese
mom.
Mother.
No, my mom wasn't that fat. My mom was like, my mom's kind of hot.
Yeah?
Heroin addicts don't leave heavy bodies.
No.
They leave sexy bodies.
They leave a little fucking...
Nothing thin. Sexier than a woman with extra holes, if you know what I mean.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
These are some tiny-ass holes, though.
For a tiny-ass penis.
Hell yeah.
That's why I can only date heroin addicts. I can only fuck the holes in their arms.
Dalton, I can sense your pain right now.
Yeah, it's tough, man. I don't want to kamikaze the show here. Let's have fun, man.
No, we're having fun.
Okay.
I'm having a fun time. This is just real life. Sometimes it hits
you in the
face.
It is. It's tough, man. Damn. It's tough. It hurts.
It does hurt. Well, this is for you, Eric. We're fucking, if you're watching right now in heaven, you're fucking, because he would be, right?
Yeah.
Well, he was a thief.
He was so stoked when I first, yeah. When I first came on this show, he was like so happy because like we grew up in the middle of nowhere. So the fact that I was in New York was like a big deal. And I came on here and he was like, damn, dude, you're doing it.
That's even sadder, dude.
It's sad. And this year is our 10-year high school reunion.
Oh, you were just about to hang out with him again.
Yeah.
Oh. You're gonna tell him tales about hanging out with me?
Yeah, I could tell him all about Zach and Lewis. Maybe
how cool.
Maybe promote the merch.
Do you think that he would have wanted to maybe smell your hand because you've touched me?
Probably. Smells like plantains and mofongo.
That's fucked up. Listen, R.I.P. Eric. What is there any way that we could honor him? Is there something we could do?
Just have fun, man. Just be silly. Maybe drop a hard R. He loved that word.
The N-word or the retarded word?
Both.
Ooh, retarded.
Actually,
N-word.
Yeah,
what if we bring a retarded black guy on the show?
Yes, that's how... Okay, that's how
we... And we name him Eric, and we keep him as a pet in the corner.
Lewis, God damn it, you're a genius.
Right?
Yes, we need a retarded black guy.
Can we put our retarded Eric in blackface?
Yes, we need a retarded Eric.
We already have
Eric.
A retarded Eric.
We already have a retarded Eric.
Lewis, I love you.
Like, this is just to honor somebody else. You understand.
Not only will that honor his memory, that will make me happy.
It will,
that
right?
That will make the grief, it'll make it better. So if we can get a retard in blackface to come in here, we call him Eric, have him maybe chuck some beers.
He's
and
just our pet, dude.
Put in a dip of Skull or Copenhagen.
Or we get two. We like Chinese fighting fish. We can put them in the same cage.
They can't be in the same cage.
Yeah, they just fucking stare at each other through the glass, shaking their tails.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Headbutting the glass.
Yeah, Eric 1 and Eric 2. We'll have two retarded black guys.
Nice.
Retarded guys in blackface.
Retarded white guys in blackface that we call Eric 1 and Eric 2.
Wow. Damn, doggy. Honestly, if he was watching this right now, he would think that his death was worth it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, there's no doubt about it. He'd be like, that is such a good bit that, you know.
Yeah. Well, from suffering comes beauty. And that beauty is two retards in blackface banging their heads against the glass.
They leave perfect blackface outlines on the glass.
And then you go up to it and you write Eric in the blackface.
Eric 1 and Eric 2 really don't like each other.
They both think they're black. They see the other one and they're like, oh, black guy. Start beating their head against the wall.
I am
retarded black on black crime is a real problem in this country. We don't acknowledge it enough.
I am watching Mortal Kombat with my son tonight, I think.
You're going to let him watch it?
I don't know. Well, so I saw it's rated R.
Yeah. I saw two of the fatalities. It's going to be rough.
Really? It's that bad?
Yeah, dude. Do you remember, I saw one of the Kung Lao fatalities, and it is,
Let's see.
Pretty goddamn violent.
No, don't
violent.
Spoil it.
No, don't spoil it.
Pull it
it's
up.
Just a fatality, right? Is it, available on YouTube?
I saw, a bootleg of it on YouTube.
A bootleg.
Somebody, filmed it in the theater. And they were like, look how fucking violent this movie is.
Oh, let's see. Hold on. I got to see something. I can't. Because I'm Max. Bobby Kelly's son is coming over tonight.
And oh, it's worth it just to fuck up Bobby's kid.
Well, no. I know I knew Mortal Kombat was coming out on HBO Max. And I was like, all right, well, Max is coming over on Friday night. this is going to be what we do. We'll watch Mortal Kombat. Then I saw it was rated R. I was like, fuck. I was like, all right, I'm assuming it's going to be a little bit of violence, some fucking blood, some gore. It's Mortal Kombat. But I didn't think they're going to be banging or anything. It's not going to be, like, over-sexualized.
No, it's definitely not going to be sexualized. But, like, the two fatalities I saw, like, do you remember Jax, the black guy with the metal arms?
Well, yeah, I saw the scene in the trailer where Sub-Zero, I'm assuming, freezes his arms and they explode off his body.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, very cool. I saw he does the thing where he claps and makes somebody's head explode.
And so it's, like, very graphic.
Yeah.
Similarly to how, like...
I mean, it's CG.
Of course. No, I know they didn't actually kill a person.
No, I mean, it's not practical effects, so it's not quite as like...
No, it's CG, color guy. It's
that was his original name in the game.
Yeah, CG.
No, it's child good. You're safe.
Yeah, and then I saw one scene where Sub-Zero is like fighting a dude, and he's like, bah, 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 and he punches him, and blood flies out of the guy's face, and he freezes the blood in midair and stabs the guy with... a blade made of his own frozen blood.
Yeah, you know what? You got to show it to you.
That's awesome.
Dude, I'm so excited.
That is the coolest fucking thing I've ever seen in a movie.
Yeah, get him going.
If your kid can imitate that, he's awesome.
Yeah, dude. Honestly, you know what? If he can freeze somebody's blood and kill them with the blood, I'd say that he's a fucking superhero.
If he doesn't come home and be like, Eddie doesn't have metal arms. Yeah.
Wait, Lewis, you can't do that?
No.
No, that's not just for superheroes, man. That's, we can all...
That's how he finds out it's not his kid.
Yeah, we have a compilation of the fatalities.
Of all the fatalities from the movie. Let's see.
Oh, we're just... This is the only reason to watch the movie.
Yeah, don't spoil the whole movie. I want to watch it.
We watch all of them, but...
That's not that bad.
Well, this is Hanzo Hasashi, or otherwise known as Scorpion.
Honestly, I think the more realistic deaths are scarier than the big jokey ones.
Yeah, this isn't that bad.
Yeah.
God, what else?
I mean, this looks fun as fuck. I'm so excited to watch this.
Yeah.
This is like Indiana Jones level scary.
Yeah, that's
so
not
far.
Bad.
Yeah.
I'm sure it ramps up. Sonya.
Sonya Blade with her dumb bracelets.
Do you want to stop or do you want to keep going?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, these don't look that bad, to be honest with you.
The one I saw somebody get torn in half.
See if, who is that? Is that, whose fatality was it? Kung Lao?
Kung Lao, yeah.
Look up Kung Lao fatality, because that was his fatality in the game.
He spins his hat.
Slice you down the middle.
I mean, we're missing the obvious problem, which is that, like, these are your and Bobby's kids. They're going to be fucked up either way.
No. My kid is the sweetest kid in the world. Like,
he really
literally.
Is. He straight up the other day, somebody went to put something on, and he goes... I don't think this is appropriate for me.
Yeah. Oh, is this like a silver spoon situation where the dad's all fucked up so the kid rebels by being like really sweet
by being
and nice?
A good sweet kid, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, your kid's going to join the Westboro Baptist Church.
Thank you
Yeah, the nice folks there.
Yes. Oh, they're nice. I grew up down south, so they seem cool.
Let's see. Ooh.
Nice.
Ooh. Oh, that's gory. Oh, yes. My God. Oh, that is very graphic,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think this is 8 years old? Two 8-year old kids, 8-year old little boys.
I mean, that's the age I was playing that game.
Yeah, but the game, I'm going to be honest with you. When I was that age, I remember we went to the theater to see, what was it, Mystery Men? And there's that scene where Greg Kinnear gets killed in like some science trap. I don't know. But I was a young kid, and that hurt to see. So I don't know if I would respond well to Mortal Kombat at that age.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I let him play Doom, and in Doom, he like fucking tears the heads off of demons and saws them in half.
You know what? I think this is an experiment worth doing.
Yeah.
I never seen anything violent like in a movie.
He has. Like, he's seen like a lot of superhero movies. We just watched Kong versus Godzilla. Like, he watches, but this is particularly gory. Like, watching the person's skin slice in half and the inside of their like body, that's a little bit... Let me say this. I know his mom would not be happy if I show him this movie.
What do you think would be... Not. What's the worst way to get cut in half? Is it like lengthwise? Or this, like this way? Or
balls up.
Balls up?
Oh, yeah, dude.
What about that... Remember that in 13 Ghosts when that door closes on that guy?
Yeah.
And it cuts him in half?
That's gotta be instant, though.
Yeah.
Balls up, you have the few seconds of like, my balls!
Oh, you're not dead until you're like at the heart, dude. You're getting your balls sliced in half. Your balls balls being sliced, crazy. Now your dick, the underside of your dick is being sliced. Mm-hmm. You're watching it all happen. You're alive, all the pain. Now up until like the asshole and stomach, you're still alive. I would say you're probably going to be alive up until they actually fucking cut through your stomach. You might pass out from pain.
I think in shock though.
Yeah, I think you pass out.
And how slow are we going? Like if it's a slow move, then yeah, I'm opting out. But fast, I don't think it matters either way.
I mean, look, it's going to hurt either way. But yeah, I think that you'd want fast versus slow.
If you're getting cut in half.
But yeah, you're on a table and there's a saw.
Like James Bond style.
Yeah.
Yeah, saw, and then you're being lowered. So it goes up. That's the worst.
Yeah, that would suck.
When I was a kid, I used to like look up like old torture things.
How old? Eight?
Basically, honestly.
About that, yeah.
Yeah, that's when I started going into like, morbid, fucked up shit.
Rotten.com and ogre.com.
Yeah, but we would just like, even like, there'd be like a book in the library of like ancient tortures. You know, there was the one where it was like essentially like a pyramid, and then they would sit you down on the tip of the pyramid with your asshole, like going into your asshole, and then they would start putting weights on your arms and legs, so it would slowly but surely just rip you down under this pyramid until you're dead.
I have a sex toy like that.
Yeah, that's the ancient Mesopotamian Sibian.
I was like, it fucking rules.
Yeah, what was that? That was one, and then there was like the...
Where they tie horses to your arms and legs and make them run in different directions.
Yeah.
Horses, another great option.
Yeah.
There's another one where they make my wife talk to you.
And you blow your brains out.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting a little wholesome today, folks.
Oh, yeah, doggy. I love it. So is this movie too violent to show my kid? Shannon, what do you think? Is this crazy?
I think it's okay because he plays the games. Like he understands that it's like fake.
Yeah.
I think it's okay.
You should tell him it's real so he trains to protect Earthrealm.
You want the whole trailer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's see the trailer. I'll watch the trailer. That's a good idea. Let's see. I watched the Red Band trailer, which...
Which this would be.
Oh, that's what this is, yeah. It's a trailer made by Brian Redband. It just plays sound effects. I learned about this
7 years ago. That trailer would also be made by Louis J. Gomez.
Yeah. It's sound effects and telling porn stars they're funny.
Yeah. When we got there, it tore through our unit in
seconds. Sub-Zero. Right, that's Jax?
Yeah. The target has superhuman abilities. I'm so excited.
Yeah, Johnny Cage was based off of Jean-Claude Van Damme. Mm-hmm.
But and like, then they took him out at the last second.
Do you know the backstory on it though? Like,
it was supposed to be Jean-Claude Van Damme.
It was supposed to be a Jean-Claude Van Damme video game.
Yeah,
they were making a whole game based around
him. It was going to be like Bloodsport, the game.
I'm willing to bet what they're doing is seeing how this goes, and then they're bringing in Jean-Claude Van Damme for the sequel.
Oh, you think so?
I think so. Yeah.
But I think it's going to be somebody like Chris Pratt.
You think they're going to go young Johnny Cage?
Yeah.
Because I think it would be cool if they went old Johnny Cage, and he's been part of the tournament for a while.
All right, can't play. Means you've been
chosen. Throughout history, different cultures all over the world reference a great tournament.
Oh yeah, Sonya Blade.
Of champions.
Is that Liu Kang?
No, that's there's a new guy.
Yeah, he's like an MMA fighter. Fight for
something. Is that Shang Tsung?
That's Scorpion before he becomes Scorpion. Yeah, Hanzo Asashi.
All right, you're a dork.
I think
We did it, Dalton.
Dude, I fucking love this shit.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I didn't realize how much I was excited about this movie until I watched the trailer the other day.
Yeah.
I'm Australian now, mate.
That's Liu Kang. Kung Lao. That's Kung Lao. I don't know if you heard it. The fate of Earth is
in our hands. Raiden. Yeah, it looks pretty badass. They made a Mortal Kombat movie years ago.
95, yeah. Christopher Lambert.
I don't remember. Was it good at all or no?
It's cheesy.
It's like, if you saw it when you were a kid, it holds up. Like, you watch it and you're like, this is fun. I remember this when I was a kid, but I tried showing it to Robbie.
It's not R, right?
No, but I tried showing it to Robbie, who had never seen it, and he was like, I do not give a fuck about this. This is stupid.
Well, I showed my son the game because he had never played the game before. He didn't know what it was. And he's sort of into old school.
Guys?
He's into dudes. He's gay. It's like, dude, this game has seven guys. How excited are you about this? No, he's into like old school stuff. So he really likes like Mario, and he really likes like old school games. So I showed him like just some gameplay from it. He was super intrigued. Then I showed him a little documentary on Mortal Kombat, like the making of it and how they like introduced the games and how violent it was. And he's hooked now. Now he cannot stop talking about how he wants to watch the Mortal Kombat movie.
Have you
just give it to let him have it,
Lewis? Have you listened to the album?
The Mortal Kombat album? I thought it was just one. Is it one song?
So
for
there's
an
that
hour?
Song. No.
Mortal Kombat.
Johnny Cage. Liu Kang.
Liu Kang.
Sub Zero.
Lewis.
No.
Shaker.
So there's that song, Techno Syndrome, by the Immortals.
Okay. Is that who it's by?
Yes.
They're a Mortal Kombat made Mortal Kombat group?
So there is an album called Mortal Kombat the Album, and there's a track for each character.
No way.
Yes.
Can we hear who has the best song?
Johnny Cage is good. Raiden's is really good.
What's Raiden's song?
It's like, he's a funky thunder god. He lives up in the sky. No, I'm not joking, dude.
No, you're kidding.
I'm not joking. He ain't got no eyes.
Yeah. Raiden, ironically, Eric's favorite character.
Yeah, I know. Fuck. He was killed by Raiden. Oh, no. Now it's not even an OSHA violation. Now we do have to start the fund.
This is like great music to listen to when you're like buying roofies.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
This was the soundtrack to so many finger bang date rapes in the 90s.
Oh yeah, this is rave music.
This is for sure the last thing you hear before you wake up in a garden.
Yeah.
It's a good album.
I like it. Is it all like techno, like hard techno like
it's
that?
It's techno, yeah. It came out like 94, like alongside the game. It's just all, yeah, like rave techno music.
Wow.
I was reading up on the main song. I haven't been sleeping, so I've just been researching Mortal Kombat.
Right.
And
have you really been?
Yeah.
You didn't even know we were going to talk about this. You're really into
this
subject.
Dude, I'm stoked, man. Yeah. I'm bad at the game, so when a new one comes out, I just watch all the fatalities.
I'm so bad at all the fucking games.
Yeah, I don't know how to fucking play that shit. It's like I'm just hitting buttons and getting stomped by like a 13-year-old Korean.
I knew how to do Scorpion's fatality.
Yeah.
That was the only one that I knew how to actually pull off.
Well, fatalities used to be secret. They used to be hard.
Yeah.
And now the game just
now they're in
you.
The menu.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Now you can like pause it and go to moves and it tells you the combination.
Oh no, you have
God,
to.
This generation is so fucking weak.
I know.
Yeah,
true.
Back in the day you had to buy like a magazine or something that would tell you.
Yeah, you'd buy or it was like word of mouth. Like it was all like the little
or like
secret.
Website you would print it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, now they're just like, well, 8chan has it, so we might as well just put it right in the menu.
Yeah.
Also in the menu is a bunch of racist memes.
Do you remember, let's talk about video games for a second. What's your favorite video game like urban legend? Luigi and Mario 64, the Haunted Zelda cartridge.
What?
All right, maybe legends. This probably isn't good for this show.
No, it's great for this show.
I don't know.
Do some nerd shit here, dude.
I don't know. There's a lot of things that people think you can do in video games.
Well, though, I remember the one secret that I knew from the first Super Mario was jumping on the shell over and over again to give yourself unlimited lives.
Right. Well, when I was a kid, Mario 64 came out, and all of us like believed there was a way to play as Luigi. Like, we were all looking for Luigi. Turns out you can't.
No, you can't play as Luigi.
No.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff in the Mortal Kombat games. I watched in that documentary. There's like little things where it's like if you beat somebody with just kicks before you go to the one level, like then you could open up a new character. There's like shit like that that's all over the place. Little like Easter eggs.
Yeah. It's fun. I like it when the guy goes, toasty.
Yeah. Or if you, there's one thing where if he comes and you hit down and start at the same time while he's doing that, it opens up a secret realm.
And that's Noob Saibot. Right?
Yeah.
Which is the last names of the two creators backwards.
Yeah. Tobias Boone.
Fuck yeah, dude. We're getting some nerd shit.
I grew up watching G4.
Ah. Well, you know what?
Remember that?
I remember the fucking nerd ass video game channel.
Attack of the Show.
I don't watch any of that shit.
Cops. It was mostly cops.
It was mostly cops. Yeah. So I'm excited about this movie. We're going to see what happens here tonight. Hopefully it won't be too violent.
Play him Pride and Prejudice, you know? Yeah. Give him some unrealistic expectations about love and communication.
Fuck it, I'll just play what's that one movie we watched on here with Bette Midler, the really sad one?
Beaches?
Beaches.
Yeah, show yourself
Yeah,
Beaches.
Play him Beaches.
I'm gonna tell him it's Mortal Kombat.
How long do you think it would go in before he realizes he's been duped?
That's how I'm going to do that tonight, and I'm going to see how long it is that they watch Beaches.
Yeah, your son is like, damn, a lot of Jew broads in Mortal Kombat.
Sonya Blade's got a honker on.
Yeah. Doggy, I'm going to do it tonight as a prank. I'm going to see how long Max and James watch Beaches before they go, this is a Mortal Kombat, isn't it? How long do you think it'll be?
What if they love it? What if they're like, you know what, Dad? We don't even want to watch
I come back in the room, they're just kissing each other.
Yeah. Prank's on you, Dad. Now I love show tunes.
Did you ever know that you're
a homo?
That's fucked up. All right, so... Yeah, what is this story?
That concludes our segment. Lewis has the group do parenting decisions for
him. Yeah.
Sometimes I gotta fucking throw it out to the group.
It takes a village of people with pierced dicks to raise a kid.
It's true. All right, Shannon, what is this story? You wanted to, my sister was on the thing is, Shannon, okay. Here's what Shannon did. Shannon wanted an advertisement for her show. In the middle of this show?
I did, but I also really want to hear what you think about it.
Okay, I want to see. She says she has a clip of my sister on her show that she wants me to react to, so I don't know what it is.
Yeah, so I'll just give you a little background as I find the timestamp, where it's the Scary Things segment where we talk about ghosts or unexplainable paranormal things, and this is the story that she told, and she swears to God that this is the truth.
Okay, let's see.
I know it's in there.
Okay.
All right, if I didn't think you had it, I wouldn't.
I clear as anything, she goes,
wait. Bed.
Sorry, hold on.
If I didn't think you had it, I wouldn't keep pushing.
Okay,
you have
it. This isn't supernatural, but I swear to God this happened. I swear at anything this happened. Okay.
I like how it's starting.
So I was coming home from school. I guess it was school. I don't know. I was coming home from school one day. And Lewis was the only one home. So I'm knocking on the back door. I don't know, I didn't have a key, whatever. So I'm banging on the back door. Nobody's opening the door. So my cat, Mew Mew Kitty, comes down the steps. And I clear as anything, she goes, Mewims? And I swear to God, I go, Mew Mew? And she goes, no. And she takes off. Down the hall,
got out of hell. It's insane. You're not the retarded one in your family.
See, my sister, she swears by the story to this day that she came home and that me and my cat have had a conversation. Me and my cat speak to each other behind everyone's backs, and that she caught my cat thinking it was me, and she went, Lewis. And then she was like, Mew Mew Kitty. And then she went, Ma-oh, and then ran away. It's a real story. My 40-year-old sister.
This is what happens when you use intravenous drugs during pregnancy.
That is true.
Yeah. Your kid grows up thinking that cats are talking to their brother.
Yeah, no. My sister's a wild one, Shannon.
So she legitimately told me to ask you about your relationship with the cat.
With Mew Mew Kitty. Yeah. The funny part about like my childhood is we had so many cats that we had to stop being creative with the names. Like, that was Mew Mew Kitty. That was her name. We had Miss Kitty. We had...
For the Gomez family, that was two cats.
No, we had all... Because my cat kept on getting pregnant. So every time she'd have a new litter of cats...
God, your cats were Puerto Rican, too? Yeah. God damn.
And then the cats would have... The cat, Mew Mew Kitty, Miss Kitty, she would fuck her babies. And then her babies... Then she'd
no.
Have, yeah, she would. And then she would have retarded cats with like their legs were all backwards and fucked up. It was, what was the one
she
cat's name?
She would fuck her own babies?
Ask my sister. Fuck, she's recording.
Like a fucking royal
there.
Family over there.
We had one cat that we named Fuck.
You named it Fuck?
Why are you hiding the fact that you could talk to that cat, Lewis?
No, I couldn't talk. I swear to God. Guys, if I could talk to this cat, I wouldn't be here.
Do you have wild Thornberry powers?
Yes.
Smashing.
His wild dingleberry powers.
We had one cat. It was like every leg was on backwards and its face was all fucked up.
Just face it the other way and send it out.
Snagglepuss? No.
No, that was a cartoon.
No, no.
Tommy the cat?
We started naming all of our animals after 80s metal musicians as well. So we had one named Sebastian Bach. I had a dog named Sebastian and a fish named Sebastian. We really like Sebastian Bach.
You didn't call Sebastian Bark?
Zach, you, hold on. You thought that I was funnier when I was a child?
Possibly.
You think I've been regressing this whole time? No, I didn't think about it now, and I've said Sebastian Bach was the name of my dog for fucking 35 years.
Yeah, this is my dog, Sebastian Spick. What?
Wouldn't it be Spick Bastion?
I didn't say I was funny. I'm just an ideas guy.
All right, real quick, we got to take a moment and thank one of our incredible, I want to say new sponsors, but an old sponsor at the same time. If you guys love Yo Kratom, they're one of the best supporters of our style of comedy, and they just launched Yo Delta. That's right. It's a brand new Delta 8 sponsor from the makers of Yo Kratom, okay? Yo Kratom has been supporting the show for a very, very long time, and they have great products. Well, now they're in the Delta 8 business. And Delta 8, let me tell you something, it gets you fucking high.
It works. It 100% works.
Yeah, dude. If you're over the age of 21 years old and you live in one of the states where it's legal, which I believe it's 42 states, go grab some Delta 8. It's actually legally shipped nationwide. It gets you super fucking stoned. They got vapes. They have gummies. It really is an incredible product. You guys know that we're stoners on the network. We love to smoke weed. A lot of people like this more than regular weed.
Absolutely. And I know, like, your sister couldn't even tell the difference.
No, not at all. I just tricked her. She's like, give me weed. I was like, here, take some Delta 8. So listen to me. If you guys want to do that and you want to check it out, all you got to do is go to yodelta.com, yodelta.com, and use the promo code GAS. You're going to save 25% off your entire order. So go grab some Delta 8 THC, get a little bit stoned, let them know that we sent you there by using that promo code GAS, save 25%. Okay, where were we? So there was a Japanese guy arrested after dating 35 women and telling each that his birthday was a different day, so he was constantly receiving gifts. That's a...
What's he arrested for?
For fraud. They actually got him for being fraudulent to the women and lying to them because he created real relationships with them, long-term relationships.
That's what they call Japanese people with flaws. Fraud.
But I don't understand the win there. Like, doesn't he also have to give them birthday presents?
I guess he didn't. Maybe he just waited for, like, the day that he gave them and then dumped moved on. Him? Yeah.
That's a solid fucking scam right there.
Is it?
That's a pretty solid scam.
What gifts is he getting? Like, unless you're asking for it, it's like, otherwise you just got a bunch of crap.
Or, you know what, to be honest with you, it's not a great scam. Because no. What he could do is just tell them his real birthday and just get the 35 gifts at once. What does he need to be all spread out through?
Well, he doesn't want them all showing up at the same time.
That's, oh, he's got to spend his birthday.
What a debacle that would be.
Will you get dinner for your birthday? Dude, I'm going to try this.
Whatever, women have been going on dates for dinner for years. No one's arresting us for fraud.
That's true. So what if I do this? So is it, if I just started telling people that it's my birthday and having them buy me drinks or having taken me out to a restaurant, they're saying that that's fraudulent?
No, it's just kind of a dick thing to do.
That's a very white trash family move where you say it's the kid's birthday so you get a free dessert.
Yeah, we used to do that at Denny's. We go to Denny's and be like, it's my birthday. They give you like a
free. You can sign up. There was one guy, he had a video blog where he signed up for every single thing you could sign up for on your birthday for free. And he just went around like in this blog, like getting like free ice creams and meals and fucking add-ons and movie rentals and all this other shit.
Yeah, so, I mean, what a dork.
Yeah, no, he's fucking ruled, dude.
Nah, that sounds... I just have fucking money, dude. I don't need that shit.
You got all that money?
I just got money, dude. I don't
money
need...
out the ass, don't
yeah, you? I don't care about birthdays. Every day is your birthday when you're rich, baby.
Can I also say, speaking of money, you know, I'm trying to buy a grill right now.
Yeah. Like for your teeth?
Yeah, dude. I'm trying to buy gold teeth. I'm moving to Florida. Shit's going to be wild.
You're going to go be on Flagrant 2? With
Doggy, I don't know what grill to buy. The disparity in pricing, it's like $300 to like $2,000.
Just get the charcoal shit.
No.
Come on.
No, Micah.
Yeah.
No. No, I'm getting a fucking butane-ass, fucking dope-ass, fucking multi-tiered grill.
Lewis, you've entered my realm. I am from Texas. I'm telling you, just stick with charcoal, man. Or wood.
And be like your ex.
Yeah.
Why do you say charcoal?
I just like the flavor of the smoke better. Like when you cook with something instead of gas. It doesn't have to be charcoal. Like I think wood would be better. Like if you get one of those like wood pellet grills. But just...
Then you gotta light them all up and wait for them to heat up. And you gotta do a thing. You gotta stack all the charcoal bricks in a fucking diamond.
I'm not saying that a butane grill is bad. I just, like, growing up... maybe this is just me being sentimental. I have fond memories of pouring the charcoal in the grill and
squirt. Yeah, don't you want a nice relationship with your son that he'll look back on fondly instead of my dad was a loser with a butane grill?
That's
a
loser having a beautiful, amazing butane grill?
It's about handing your son
a Weber?
You hand your son the ball of Kingsford, the lighter fluid, and you say, hey, go easy on this, but I'm trusting you. Douse these coals for me. All right.
I feel like when I see a coal grill in somebody's yard, like I'm not saying you're in a New York City apartment building, get a coal grill. We get it. Okay. You're going to fucking throw it out at the end of the summer anyway. This is a fucking backyard in the suburbs. I want a big fucking beautiful.
What are you wanting to cook? Whatever it is, it's wrapped in tinfoil, right? Knowing your people?
No. We'll do steaks. We'll do chicken. I'm going to do a barbecue soon. You'll be invited, Dalton, if you stop popping off the mouth.
I'm just trying to be funny, Lewis.
Jesus Christ, Dalton. Eric wouldn't want this. Eric would want me to get a gas grill.
Wouldn't want an electric one. I'm sorry.
No, dude, I need this. That really tickled me.
Yeah, dude, I don't know if I agree. Shannon, what are you thinking here? By the way, this is also about a lot of what I do is about being a hot-ass fucking dad, right? You want to be fucking flipping.
You want to be hot for your son.
I want to be hot for my kid. Shannon, what do you think here? You see a guy, you pull up on his yard, he's got a charcoal grill with big old dirty bags of charcoal briquettes. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I'm looking at some different pictures now, and that's kind of the ones that you see, like ethnic people in the park. Really,
I love the way she landed on ethnic.
Yeah, ethnic people in the park. Yes, that's what they use. Yeah. Now, a nice white man, he gets a Weber, gets a big old fucking Weber.
That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah. Right, multi racks.
I tell you what, though, Eric did love to grill. He was always sharing his recipes with me.
Was he really?
Yeah, he'd call and tell me about a new recipe he cooked up.
$1,000. Look at that one, dude.
It's not bad though, right? If you're gonna have fun with it the whole summer.
I mean, hopefully the rest of my life, Shannon. I'm buying one grill in my life. This, how many summers am I gonna get out of this? $1,000 is a lot for a grill.
That is a nice grill.
You can do $33 per month.
Ooh, and pay it off for 30 years. I get to finance this grill. That's fun. Yeah, I don't know. I got to figure it out. I got to buy fucking outdoor furniture. That shit's expensive.
What are you cooking the first cook at? Getting some shish kebabs?
No, I think I'm just going to do... I might ask Bobby Kelly for a steak tip recipe.
Oh, man. You know what we used to make down home? Something my mom made that I love is you take an onion, you cut out a hole in it, and you fill it with butter and Worcestershire sauce and seasoning.
You're thinking of Benihana, man.
Yeah.
No.
Turn it into a volcano.
Throw a shrimp off the tip of a knife.
It's similar. It's a cooked onion, but you do all that and you wrap it in tinfoil. Just set it on the grill for like a couple hours.
Yeah.
It's delicious. That onion gets so soft and so buttery.
What a sad life you have. A buttery onion.
A buttery onion, some pickled pig's feet, rice and tomatoes, greens, cornbread. Gizzards and livers.
You eat all that shit.
Yeah, dude, I grew up eating that. Yeah.
You're a heck. You're a hillbilly.
Oh, wait, gizzards and lizards?
Livers. Oh. Gizzards, fried gizzards and livers. Yeah. I used to sell those at the Chicken Express.
No, we'll do some chicken wings. We'll do some burgers, obviously, some dogs, some steak tips, maybe some full steaks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe some ribs. Why not? Get a little wild. I'm so hungry. I'm fasting Mondays and Fridays, by the way. I haven't eaten anything today. I'm dying. I'm so hungry.
Dude, you have a girl's brain when it comes to your body.
You want
to
go, dude?
This is what girls do.
You want to fucking fight?
Girls don't eat. Guys eat.
I'm eating 5 days a week.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You need to be eating all day, every day. 14,000 calories every day.
If you want a body like him, you better listen up.
If you
want
to look like me and Zach, you need to get...
Yeah, Dalton,
step up the game.
Yeah,
I'm not taking your advice on food. All right?
No, you should.
No, not at all.
I say, why stop at 2 days off?
You say just kill myself starvation.
Yeah, hot or bust, baby.
Do you have any Adderall? You could just eat that, man.
No, I stopped taking Adderall.
If you're trying to fast.
Last time I took Adderall was the day I tried to kill Kurt Metzger at the Comedy Store.
Yeah?
Yeah. Doesn't sit right with me.
Blame it on the drugs.
Well, no, I blame it on Kurt. Yeah. It was Kurt's fault, but, you know, the Adderall didn't help.
I will say, the last time I took Adderall... My dad called me, and I forget what we were even talking about, but it ended with me going, don't you ever fucking call me again. I had to call back and be like, I'm sorry, I was on drugs.
Yeah.
That drug does make assholes worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I've only had one fight with my boyfriend. I was fully Adderall'd up. Still haven't apologized, though. Not my fault.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, okay, well, she definitely has a girl's brain, for sure. Yeah. That was a very girl thing to say, more so than I don't eat 2 days a week.
Yeah, when I'm on Adderall, I feel like I'm just my brain is just moving too fast, and that causes frustration because my mouth and body can't catch up with my brain. So then I just start getting like crazy and fucking jittery and like ready to kill
somebody.
That's
your excuse for when you're bad at eating pussy. Yeah. It's just like my mouth can't catch up with my brain. In my mind, it's the alphabet.
31-year-old formerly homeless teacher and drug addicted teacher. Wait, formerly homeless and drug addicted teacher turns millionaire thanks to OnlyFans. It's a very strange backstory. They're a drug addicted homeless teacher.
Hey man, somebody got to teach these kids out on the street.
Yeah, she would when she was poor, she wasn't able to get anything to drink, so she would just post on Instagram and say that there was a spider in her bedroom and she couldn't sleep, and so simp guys would ask her how they can help, and she's like, if you could just give me a drink so I could get to sleep, and then she'd like walk to their house and get like half a bottle of gin or whatever.
Nice. She's pretty hot.
And now she's making like hundreds of thousands of dollars a month.
Nice abs. I'm way in.
OnlyFans.
Was she homeless because she spent all her money on tits?
And on booze and drugs.
Yeah.
When she was a teacher, I feel like they should.
What was she teaching?
It says she taught like 2 to 4 year olds, like very young kids.
This is how you be a whore.
Look at all the ads for the barbecues now.
I know, right? It's crazy. I can't spend $1,000 on a barbecue.
Yeah, you can. It's an investment.
That's so much. $1,000 is a lot.
And then you have to keep buying gas for it.
I just want to spend like $400.
Plus, think of how much you're saving on food.
If I'm just barbecuing my own food?
No, just every 2 days a week. That's got to add up.
Oh, she's still thinking about the fasting.
You're fasting.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your food budget.
Was there like a temporal like time flux? Like we weren't...
None of it. We all just started talking about something we talked about 5 minutes ago. Everybody at the same exact time. Yeah, you're right. I am saving money on food.
There it is. That's your girl fund.
That is
two-sevenths of your food budget.
That's right. Very Jewish observation, Michael.
You're welcome. Dital.
Really, that's really... why she doesn't want a gas grill. Yeah. Bad memories.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wait, Yellow Paco, what sucks? You had a video today. Why are you saying that sucks? You had a video
today. If Hitler was from Texas, he used charcoal on them Jews.
Yeah, you think Auschwitz smelled good?
Yeah.
No, because they didn't use charcoal, bitch. Yeah.
What happened? Is that...
Imagine Hank Hill selling gas to Hitler. Aha, Hitler, I sell propane and propane accessories.
You're going to want to buy this in bulk.
Yeah.
Did our stream go down, Shannon?
It's flickering. Bobby is on the
Shannon!
Phone. Bobby's on the phone with the company.
Did our fucking stream go down? Are you going to tell me?
It's flickering.
It's Eric. This is Eric.
It is Eric.
Eric!
He's become electricity.
Yeah. It's like a lawnmower, man.
Eric, are you here right now?
Eric, bring back the stream.
Oh my God. Ah, make it work. Make it fucking work.
How long has it been out?
I don't know, but my team should have fucking told me this.
They're working. There's an issue with the back end, and they're working on it right now.
What back end?
Streaming media.
Shannon.
You see, this is why he never subscribed.
This is true.
Why I never paid for it.
Eric would have subscribed if we didn't have these fucking issues.
You That's killed ridiculous. My friend. This horse shit, this stream going down.
Paco, don't worry about the video. I mean, you know that very few people comparatively watch this live stream compared to like how many people watch the show on YouTube and iTunes, right? Yeah. No, he just wanted the accolades in the live chat while he watches his own video. This psychotic, the way the people are around here is fucking crazy. Dylan at Skanks the other night just sitting in the back like,
I will say,
on
though,
camera, just
on.
Trying to fucking...
He was pulling a Becky?
Oh, my God, I hate it. Holy, every fucking producer around here wants to be a fucking rock star. It's wild. Wild. Oh, look, and now the whole I have a bad gateway error message.
Lewis, I will say these people are paying for a service that is currently not being provided to them.
I can't believe you're going to spend money on a grill when you can't even afford a good service.
Yeah, I think we should really get to the bottom of this.
Charcoal it is.
Yeah, charcoal, Lewis.
He's got the charcoal of servers right now.
I don't want my daughter dating a charcoal briquette. Remember that?
All right, let's move on. I'm sure that we will eventually get the stream to be back up. for the love of God. Okay. All right. At a point, we'll move back into the show.
What are we talking about now?
I don't know. I'm fucking pissed off right now.
Well, Micah, what's your deal? We just met, but I feel like I've been like, I'm just worried that I've been like standoffish towards you.
You are. He's usually way more bubbly.
Yeah, your friends don't die like every day.
Yeah, I know. I just realized like I haven't.
You'll become one day good enough at podcasting to be able to let that go and just leave it at the door.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. That sounds.
What are you talking about? We got a lot of fucking jokes off his dead dude.
That is true. But and I said that before. And Eric, I believe this truly deep down inside, Eric would have wanted it to be specifically this way. This would be the.
No, he would have wanted Legion of Skanks, but hey, take what you can get.
That's crazy.
Maybe he should have paid some money.
That's not happening. Maybe the Zoom show.
Okay.
We will honor him on our second Zoom show of the week. So, all right, fuck.
I mean, honestly, at this point, he probably would have wanted Matt and Shane's, but...
Oh, wait, hold on. Is the stream back up? I'm seeing something. Oh. I'm seeing a spindly wheel. Hold on.
This guy fucking rules.
Nope, now it's fucking down again. God damn it. All right, what are you going to do? I'm not going to... Who gives a shit? Let's move on. So, all right. You know, we talked about it on fucking Wednesday show, and I don't want to get too political, but am I missing something about this Micaiah Bryant story?
God damn it.
What?
We almost made it all the way through without getting sunk into some bullshit.
No, we got to get into some bullshit.
He's going to fucking bring it up. I'm going to get canceled just for being a guest.
No, you can't.
You're going to call me the N-word. I'm going to walk out. Your fans are going to harass
What
me.
Is the, you know, what am I missing here, Zach? What am I missing here?
I don't know what to tell you, buddy. I think we all kind of decided on Wednesday.
Wait, clue me in. What happened?
All right, so that girl that got shot by the cops... Who had a knife and was trying to stab another girl?
Oh, that happened the day Eric died.
Yeah, okay. Dude.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So do you know about this girl?
Wait, I think I heard.
Makia.
I heard something about a knife. I just watched Crocodile Dundee. Actually,
you call that a knife?
Yeah. That's not a knife.
That ain't a knife.
A knife. Put the knife down.
No. So this guy. Look in the. The fucking situation is sad. I mean, come on, doggy.
It's a very sad thing for everybody.
What's sad about it is that this fucking girl is in a place where, and she's in foster care. She's in a place where her life is so fucked up that she's fighting somebody and pulls out a knife and tries to stab them. That's sad. I can relate to that girl. Like, I'm not saying like, oh my God, this is a piece of shit. This girl's got troubles. She gets into a fucking fight. I've said this a million times. It's like the reason I'm glad I don't have a gun, because if I got into a fight and I had a gun on me, I could see myself pulling this gun out like an idiot and either threatening somebody or just, you know, certain.
You would Barney Fife it for sure. You'd be shooting your feet.
Maybe.
They make you keep one bullet in your pocket.
Fucking point. I'd be pointing it at my own head.
Yeah.
All I know is if you get an Adderall prescription, you better not get your hands.
Oh,
like
no.
That.
That's it, dude. It's over. So. But I do feel for this girl. Like, she's 16 years old, you know, and her life is obviously really fucked up, and she's at a place where she does that, and it's fucking sad. And I guess the jury's still out whether or not she called 911 or the other girls called 911. But yeah, the whole situation just fucking sucks, and it's awful. But to pretend that this is like cops murdering an innocent young black person, that's fucking crazy. It is a crazy thing. The cop is a moment. He shows up, okay? And in a moment, he gives a call. Somebody's trying to attack me with a knife. That's the call that 911 got, right? So whoever made that phone call, I have no idea. But either way, he gets out of his car, and there's a girl lunging at another girl with a fucking knife, clear as day, and she's going to kill her.
But why go for the gun first?
What do you go for?
A taser, maybe?
Hold on. That moment, now this girl's using deadly force. She's not trying to tase this girl. She's not fighting this girl. She's not trying to pull this girl's hair. She's going to kill her.
How about shoot her in the leg?
No,
I feel like that sounds a lot easier.
That's some cowboy shit. Like, that's not what...
He got four rounds off in her chest just like that.
That's what you're taught to do. You have to shoot center mass.
Yeah, they're
trying not to kill them, actually.
They're trying to also not kill people that are innocent bystanders that are around. So trying to shoot the knife out of her hand, trying to shoot her in the leg.
Well, anyone who says shoot the knife out of her hand is a, you know...
Look, I'm my perspective on
he's
this.
He's saying just the shoot to incapacitate thing.
Yeah.
I think that sounds easy to say. That's some marksmanship.
Well, shouldn't they be marksmen? I don't know.
No, I don't know. I don't think the story here should be, should the cop have acted different? I think the story should be, this girl should have acted different. This girl shouldn't have been trying to murder another girl with a knife. And it's sad. Yes, it's sad. And she's a victim of something. I don't think she's a victim of police brutality. I don't think she's a victim of racism. She's a victim of a fucked up childhood, fucked up surroundings, fucked up environment that puts her in that situation. Doggy, my father was murdered by a 16-year-old kid. Murdered. Killed. Simple as that. 16 does not mean you're a child. It doesn't mean you're innocent. It doesn't mean anything. When you're in the D'Elia clause. Doggy, when you're in the hood, 16, you're a fucking adult. I don't care. These people that are saying otherwise, they don't fucking know. They didn't grow up in these situations, okay? You don't know this person's age. You see this person coming at another person with a fucking knife. It looks like a grown woman. Regardless, I don't know what else. Why is the girl with the knife's life put into a higher regard and more value than the girl that she's trying to stab?
That's not how it's done. You tell him to put the knife down.
He did. He said, drop the knife. And she started to stab her. What do you do
in
that moment?
The lady.
You let the other girl die? In that moment, what do you do? Now, I'm not saying that it's not black and white, like what is the 100% correct answer, but it can't be this cop murdered an innocent child.
So
that's fucking crazy.
I think you can agree that it's a tragic situation on all sides.
Safe bet. Good job, Zach.
Yeah.
Well, also, at the same time, have a deadly weapon and the cops have put it down and you don't, isn't that suicide by cop?
Well, so from what I understood is that these girls were harassing and attacking her. She calls the cop. She's scared. Now, like, when you're fucking attacked,
I think they all lived in the same house. I think they were all in the same foster house. They were arguing over, like, doing laundry or cleaning the house, right? It was like a domestic...
Where'd you hear that?
I just read a story on CNN. It was a domestic disturbance. And then they started fighting, and it got into the street, and it just escalated and escalated and escalated. So I think these girls all knew each other pretty well. You know, but look, it's just like you have somebody who takes a fucking knife and they're trying to murder somebody with it. You know, I'm not even saying that this girl deserves to be dead. I'm saying it's really fucking tragic. I understand. I know plenty of kids who fucking pulled knives on people. They were fucked up kids, and they were from, you know, ghetto ass households, and they had some issues. You know, in the moment, if they pulled
out
a knife,
none of them were chefs.
in a moment, but if you pull out a knife and a cop's there and tells you to put it down and you're trying to stab somebody with it, I don't know what else to do there. And I think it's much easier said than done. Be like, oh, shoot him in the leg or you know, shoot a warning shot into the air. You have 1 second to make a decision. You have a second. Am I going to let this girl die in front of me, or am I going to shoot the person that is trying to kill this person? And it's, you know... It sounds so harsh to say, but it's like, I don't know what else to do. And this cop shouldn't be getting threats. They shouldn't be saying that he's a murderer. He legitimately saved that other girl's life. That's what he did. You know, there's no other way about it. And to be honest with you, if he had shot a white person, this wouldn't even be news. He would just be called a hero right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, you understand the optics of this. It's like a cop shooting a black person. I mean, yeah, people are going to run away with that. I mean, I don't know. The truth is somewhere, but... Are we going to find it on the Real Ass Podcast?
Probably. Am I being sensitive?
Listen, we can't ask her what her intention was. Eric could.
Oh.
That is true.
Let's get a psychic in here. Call up Eric and this
Eric,
black girl.
Eric, are you with Micaiah right now?
He's like, no, I'm in white heaven.
Yeah, it's I'm arguing with my friends online because I posted. I think I have a fairly unique perspective on this. My father was legitimately murdered by a 16-year-old kid with a knife. Was stabbed to death with a knife by a 16-year-old kid. I think that's a relevant perspective. I don't know.
Well, what was your dad doing at the time?
He got into a fight with the kid. Got into a fight, yeah. We kicked the kid's ass, and the kid came back with a knife later on. My dad was being a scumbag. My dad wasn't an innocent party in this. I'm just saying that, you know, the sentiment that, oh, it's just a baby. It's just a child. What are you talking about? 16-year-olds kill each other all the time. Giannis posted something like that. There was a 13-year-old that stabbed another 13-year-old to death the next day, like a 13-year-old girl that killed another 13-year-old girl with a knife. And it's like, it, not everything needs to be like, we need to fucking hit the streets and protest and it's racism and it's the world fucking ending. That's not, you know, sometimes you go like, oh, that's a fucking really unfortunate situation. That sucks. That fucking really, really sucks. So,
I'm already making like a hacky bit of it. It's like when black girls stab each other, they're fighting over laundry. When white girls stab each other, they say it's because of Slender Man.
They released another angle. Do you want to see another angle of the shooting?
Let's see. Oh, this is, yeah, this is the neighbor, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the home surveillance camera.
I don't know. She looks Asian to me.
Man, they were really close to her.
But here's the thing. This when you
There's like a scope and everything.
I mean, you know, we talk about like even you're saying, you're like, oh, I don't want to have this conversation because I'm going to end up, and I mean, you're half kidding. But at the same time, that's kind of fucked up. Like, you can't even have a nuanced opinion on something that is very nuanced, very obviously nuanced, or you have to be afraid that the industry isn't going to work you anymore. That's fucking batshit.
I didn't say the industry isn't going to work me anymore.
Yamanika's going to attack you.
No, but like, the point is, it is just speculation. We're just sitting here, we weren't there, we don't know what happened, we don't know the story, you know. So to be like, did this girl deserve to die?
I don't think
like...
she deserved to die. I think she's a victim of her environment.
Let me say, because my dad was a cop, and from what I understand, when it comes to shooting people, the way you're trained, because like, there's a lot of like arteries and shit that you're not like aware of all over your body.
Yeah.
So if you shoot anywhere like other than like right here, like center mass,
yeah,
you run the risk of like hitting one of those and like act like really killing them. Mm-hmm. And so like, this area is like, you have the best chance of incapacitating them
and surviving.
Yeah, you're still using lethal force. It's like, but you're also trying, like, if you can, not kill them. But
wouldn't one shot maybe have done the trick then?
I'm not saying that.
There's a moment.
I mean, who knows?
But look, there's a moment where you're sitting there and you see a person trying to kill another person. It's your job to, you're taught, if you see a person using deadly force, use deadly force. The cop said that, and the police afterwards, they came out and released a statement saying it's justified. Deadly force was justified because she was using deadly force. So I don't think he was trying to incapacitate her. I think he was trying to take her down. And in that moment, you know, you have one person that's trying to kill another person who has a knife. You know, it's very, very... It sucks, and it's very sad, and you know, we don't have to go around in circles about it. I'm not saying that this girl deserved to die. I don't think that, honestly, I say this about everybody, even real fucking pieces of shit. We were all just little fucking babies at one point, and our parents didn't sing us lullabies or read us stories or fucking...
Somebody shows us Mortal Kombat. Yes.
But it's true, and we were all...
I'll cut you, bitch. My dad showed me beaches.
We were all products of whatever fucked up environments we were... You know, now, it doesn't give you excuses to go out and hurt people and commit crimes, but at the same time, I do have a lot of empathy even for criminals who are in a situation, especially ones that grew up poor, that are growing up in a fucked up environment. Like, I can relate to that person, but at the same time, I can relate to the person that's about to get stabbed and say, no, like, yeah, that person doesn't deserve to lose their life. And even if they were bullying that fucking girl, one person had a knife, one person is trying to kill the other person. It doesn't fucking matter if they're jumping you, if they're hitting you, they're punching you. I've been punched in the head plenty of times. I never pulled out a knife and tried to kill somebody with it. That is a very extreme reaction, and it shouldn't have gotten there, but at the same time, like, everyone in the community is worried. Well, why are you, if everyone in the community is so worried about this girl, why didn't somebody try to incapacitate her before the cops got there? Why are people videotaping it with their cell phones and standing around watching girls fight? Why is it the cop's responsibility to deduce within a couple seconds who's the aggressor, who's the good guy, who's the bad guy? It's nearly impossible. And it's irresponsible. I think it's irresponsible.
So just shoot all of them, cover all your bases.
That's what I would have done.
I'm saying.
Like, give me a bazooka.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
I even have a lot of empathy for Derek Chauvin. He was just tuckered out from a long day of policing and
tried to lean down on his knees and tried take to take a rest.
Yeah, he's taking a knee and didn't realize there was a guy under him.
Yeah, I thought we were supposed to be taking a knee.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We broke Mike on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah. Oh, she gets up. The cops are already there. Yeah, I mean, what does one bullet do there versus four? I don't really, like, I just have a split second. It's just a split second for him to figure out what he's got to do.
But here's the thing. You're trained, like, so these people are reacting based on how they're trained. This is not a brain moment. This is a reaction moment.
Real life is very, very different.
Why four bullets and not one?
Were they trained to do four bullets at a time, you know, or is... Like,
I don't know, honestly. But I still don't go like, oh my God, this guy's a fucking murderer. I still say like, no, like, it sucks. He had to use deadly force. Like, it wasn't like, well, if it was one bullet that killed her or four bullets that killed her, does it really matter?
I mean, I don't know, because like, I had the cops coming into my home a lot when I was a kid, and it was often violent situations, and never once did a gun come out. And there was like other weapons.
Question, when they came into a violent situation in your house, I don't know what your situation was. Was somebody trying to physically stab another person in front of the cop?
A couple times. Yeah. Okay, well. And but also, like, no situation is going to be perfect examples. Like, in this situation, people put the weapons down when the cops get there.
So,
you know?
if let's say, I don't know who was stabbing who, but if in that situation, somebody got shot to death, I would go, that sucks. I wouldn't go like, oh my God, what a murderous cop. And I'm sure there are plenty of situations where a fucking Chinese guy is lit up by the cops, or a white guy, or a fucking Mexican lady, in the exact same scenario. I don't think that this is a unique situation that we need to be having national protests about. I think if somebody's trying to attack somebody with a deadly weapon and the cops show up and kill that person in that process, I think that happens all the time. And this isn't something that we should be dividing people. We should look at it and go, fuck, that really sucks. What could have been done differently there? But I don't think it's the actions of the cops. I think it's the actions of the girl. It's the actions of the environment, her upbringing, whatever got her to a place where she's trying to plunge a knife into another human being. That's fucking crazy. That's very extreme. I think all these people that are like, they're understanding, like, that's a very extreme thing. Oops, you brought a gun to a knife fight. That's crazy. People kill each other with knives all the time, and it's an extremely violent act that's even more hardcore and gruesome than shooting somebody. We talk about mass shootings. Coming up to somebody with a knife and plunging it into their stomach and looking up in their fucking eyes and watching them die, that is some dark shit. So you can't sit here...
and saying a little prayer. And
now I lay me down to sleep.
kissing them softly.
Yeah. Closing their eyes, putting quarters over their eyes.
Well, doing a cover of a nursery rhyme. Hush, little baby.
But that is a dark fucking thing. And why are we pretending that this is like an innocent child that is just like, it's not a 10-year-old, it's a 16-year-old person. Yeah. 16-year-olds do crazy shit.
Yeah, if it was a 10-year-old, they would have tried using a butter knife and completely bungled it.
Yeah, completely agreed. We got a little bit of time left here. Can't believe that our fucking website is still down.
Well, you know what is really divisive?
What?
Math.
Math. Why do you say that?
It's a pun.
Blame Shannon.
She said, it's a pun, move on.
Yeah.
That was a fucking butter knife of a joke.
Yeah. Well.
I liked it. I didn't mind it, to be honest with you.
Look, so I'm having fun.
Now, what's Jewier, him doing a pun or me giving financial advice?
I don't know, but it was both delightful. Mm-hmm. I've been enjoying today's show very, very much so. Let's see. I want to go to Paco's video in just a minute. How long is the video, Paco? 3 minutes? Okay. We're going to wrap up here in just a minute or so. So there's really nothing else on this news that I give a fuck about. Shannon, what are we going to do?
I just downloaded Fallout 4. Okay. Going to talk about Fallout?
No.
Okay.
What is Fallout?
It's just a fun video game. No. It's an RPG, first-person shooter.
I hate RPGs.
Well, it's a first-person shooter, but you have to level up and... You know.
I like competitive. I like meeting in a battle arena, and we fucking go at it.
Okay.
That's what I want.
I like stories.
You do. See,
I like talking to people.
That's some dorky shit, dude.
Dialogue.
You walk over to a guy, and you ask him for a key. Like, that's like, this is the game we're playing right
now? I love keys.
Oh, I bet you love finding a key and a hidden part of a map.
If I see a locked door, I'm like, what the fuck? And then I find the key card, and I'm like, yes! Yes, I found the key! I wish there was a game that was all doors and keys.
Dude, if I gotta find a key, I check out very quickly. I'm like, I'm not doing this. I can't go across the fucking map, up a thing, then gotta find a key, then find my way back to where I was just standing.
Yes, I love that.
Bunkers.
I love it, because you find so many cool things on the way. It's all, you know.
Like, about yourself.
Yeah.
And that you're a nerd.
Maybe there's some armor.
The whole action in the game is like, words will come, you're speaking to a guy, it's on the screen, and you click the button to continue the conversation. That's the game. I'm playing a game, I'm continuing a conversation, I'm going to continue to talk.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Says the guy who talks for a living.
That's a crazy, imagine this is being a video game though. Imagine somebody's controlling this right now, this is the whole game.
Lewis, there are people who tune into this network to listen to you talk about Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah, it makes sense that some people would also enjoy watching video game characters talk to each other.
To be a little faster paced.
I'm sorry.
Do you think the stream's down because this is a game and someone was like, no, do not continue talking.
They're like, you know what? Let's pause this fucking game. This is terrible. Michael, what's your favorite video game of all time?
Candy Crush, obviously.
That doesn't count.
No, okay.
Controlling the weather.
Now we ceded that to the Chinese, so now we got Just Entertainment in the banks.
Yeah.
I liked the original Super Mario. I'm not good at the like hand eye. I've never have been. You know, it's like all like the Wii Fit games. You're not going to pull me into a video game very easily.
This was actually the reason why I believe that women shouldn't be able to drive cars or be pilots. Because if you ever watch a woman try to have like hand-eye coordination, those little skills that you need to sort of like maneuver through a video game, women, they don't have it. They don't have it in them. Yeah. Very, very rarely. Once in a while, you'll meet a chick. You're like, okay, that's weird. How are we letting a woman fly an airplane when they can't even fucking play fucking...
You're right. Every time I drive a car, I just back it into the garage and blow it up every time.
Case in point.
I bet you have a harder time driving. I bet you when you're behind a car, you're like freaking out a little bit, much more than the average dude.
I'm an excellent driver. I think it's a totally different thing having it directionally go. There's something that doesn't click there with the fingers to it, but driving, I'm fucking great.
I wish we could get it. I wish there was some sort of simulation test where me and Micah could have a driving competition, and I would
love that.
Dominate her.
Oh, you.
That's called a race.
yeah. Fuck a simulation. I'll race you in a car any day.
That's called a race. Yeah. Let's go, Micah.
Let's go to a track. I'll fucking race you.
We'll
in a car.
We'll go to one of those like go kart tracks that are in malls now.
Yeah.
Let's go. We'll fucking race
any day.
Well, I want to go now.
Let's go. Come on, Dalton.
Go-karts.
Yeah. Race war.
All right, look, let's fucking wrap this one. We're going to go to the next episode of whatever we're calling this web series. It will eventually be released independently as well, but for some reason, we just premiered them on Real Ass Podcast. Paco, the fucking man, put together another episode, so you get a little insight, a little behind the scenes into the Gas Digital universe. Without further ado, here we go. It's wrapped the Real Ass Podcast Friday show. I'm very excited to get out of here. This week, going to Jamaica on Monday morning, so we will see how this place runs without me next week. I'm feeling they're going to do a good job, but sometimes when I'm out of town, they get a little bit lazy, so hopefully they keep things in order around here and everyone keeps things moving forward, but I gotta be honest with you, I don't really give a fuck.
Enjoy your trip, buddy. We're gonna miss you.
Thanks.
So, Lewis is on vacation this week in beautiful Jamaica with his beautiful family. And it's kind of a vacation for the rest of us. It's nice. It's like stepping into a warm, hot bath that's on time.
How do you feel about Lewis being gone? Are you excited? Are you glad that someone's not going to be sexually harassing you? Or you're nervous?
I have a feeling sexual harassment will still find its way to me. But, I am happy. It is a much more calm environment here right now as we get ready to start the show in a few minutes, so let's see how it goes.
How did it feel to have Lewis not here?
What?
Yeah. I mean, weightless.
Yeah.
What's Incredible. It like on your birthday and you have a great party?
What's it like when you have sex?
Yeah.
With a woman?
When I found out that Lewis died, first I was sad, but then I felt free.
God. In all seriousness, Lewis should... work more behind the scenes.
Yeah, he's more of like a...
He's a good businessman, but he stresses us out when he's on the show. He makes it feel like we're struggling to have fun, and when he's not here and it's just Zach, it's like going to an amusement park.
I missed Lewis this episode. Lewis is the heartbeat of Legion of Skanks. The insane, crack-addicted heart that beats at a very high pace all the time. And is always about to explode.
It's a lot more relaxing with Lewis not here. It really is. It's less intense. You're gonna get me fired.
I'm saying it might be funny to you guys, but I kind of miss him.
Right!
I didn't even know he was away, to be honest with you. I have no idea where Lewis is, nor do I care.
Lewis is great. Everything he does for the network is awesome. The fact that he's put this all together is... No, it really is. I truly, truly admire it and respect it. And I know he's got a lot on his shoulders. And it must be tough to go to Jamaica every 2 weeks.
All All right, so let's get back from Jamaica. We're just going to get back into the swing of things. Very excited to crack the whip around here. But first, I got to go meet with Dylan.
Okay, for the original cut of them, I think it was like $450 a pin. But then once they...
So Lewis is back, and I went through the numbers. We had a meeting, and I found out it only costs $300 to get to Jamaica. So if you could just please buy some merch, because we want to send him back. It was the best week of our lives. Please just can you do that for us, please.
That's all, folks.
Hey guys, if you love this show, you might love some of the other incredible podcasts here on the Gas Digital Network. And this week we are highlighting Broad Topics. That's spelled T-O-P-I-X with hosts Kimberly Congdon and Alex Scarlato. You can find their full catalog of episodes on demand at gasdigitalnetwork.com or catch the latest 15 episodes everywhere you find podcasts. Here's a clip.
Okay. So we
go to our one last garage sale
and we kind of move out of the nicer neighborhood into like this little trailer park area, which was so cute, and the energy there top notch.
Everybody was it was a mobile home.
They were the happiest people I've ever seen in my dang life.
There's a difference between trailers and mobile homes, and I'll tell you, I've lived in both.
I don't know the difference. I'm sorry.
A mobile home is just a classier trailer park. It's for older people. Trailer parks are for meth addicts and people who got pregnant by their daddies at 11. And a mobile home is just people that want to save some money, live small, and buy a big camper.
No, these were like classy people. Those campers looked nice, all right? That looked like a expensive camper to me. Yeah. And we came upon this old lady having a garage sale that, like, she was just starting to pack up a little bit.
When we got out, she was done.
Yeah, I guess so. Because we got out and she was like, take it all. Please.
No, at first she started with the corner, remember?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
She
the
wasn't
corner.
Sure.
Yeah. She was like, that stuff over there in the corner is going to Goodwill already. So if you want anything from that corner, you could just take it.
When I tell you, I dove into that.
Alex still. Kim had to sit down, like, take her fucking hat off for a second and get comfortable. You know, she sat on the grass.
You saw that breathing exercise? I had to stop and do that because I about passed out when she said that. My free corner?
Mind you, these things cost 25 cents a piece, but man, the way that she started loading buckets of this woman's things into a pickup truck to the point where I'm sitting in the back seat of this truck. She's going to piss herself. Poor Kimmy. Literally, I'm sitting in the back of the pickup truck with things on top of me by the time we're leaving. That ain't neither here nor there, though. Kim was real excited when she saw those things, and she packed them in pretty much without looking at them. Like, we had to look at the whole haul later. But in the meantime, we're talking to this lady. Her name was Sue. Oh, I hear the toilet flush. I'm just trying to stretch till Kim makes it back here. Because I really want her to be here when we talk about Sue. I'm going to wear some of Sue's clothes on next week's podcast, first of all, when I'm back in New York. Okay. Remember when we met Sue?
I remember
Sue. So she's the lady. She's the lady who was like, take that shit in the corner. I'm giving it to Goodwill already. And over the course of us shopping at her garage sale for like an hour or so, she let out a little more of her personality by the minute.
The more she told us, the more she gave us free shit, the more we had to know. It was the rule for taking her shit, is we have to have her story permanently ingrained in who we are as people. Listen, now we're going to start this. I wish that we could have like the story of Sue.
Frank, work on that.
The story of Sue. If you could have one cigarette, just go.
So she's like this petite old lady, right? She can't be taller than... I guess she's like 5'7 or so, but she's so petite. She's wasted away. So.
She looks like tan mom.
Yeah. She's got white hair. She looks
she's
really
got like a
old.
Bowl cut, like a little bit of like a.
Yeah, like white hair, like really, really short, cute.
She's adorable.
She's adorable.
She's smoking a cigarette.
Raspy old voice.
She sounds like me now.
She sounds like the character that we'd been doing since before we met her.
Whatever we've been doing since we started this, that's Sue.
So, first of all, Kim knows me. She knew that I was like, not this lady had just bags of her clothes. And I was like, I'm not looking through this shit. This is fucking crazy.
How pro was I?
And Kim was like, you better look through those bags, all right? This is all free. And I opened up the bags. And it's like I was Sue in a different life. She wore the same perfect size as me. There's all of these like cool acid wash jeans and like dope shit from the 70s. She used to ride motorcycles, fucking cool hats and shit. All this stuff that I would buy fresh off the rack if I saw it, Sue was just giving me for free. It fits me like a fucking glove.
Every time we grab something, she'd thank us. And that's when I knew something was up.
She was like, thank you. I'm telling you, the less money that goes to the fucking CEO of Goodwill, the better.
And I said, that's right, Sue. Do you want these Bundt cake makers?
He said, he's been ripping us off for years, Sue. You want these?
Hey, Sue, what you got inside?
I know you said take it. I just want to double check.
I was doing that. I was going, are you sure this grandfather clock?
Are you sure we can?
Meanwhile, I'm in the corner firing up eBay. Like it's my job. I'm looking I've said this once or twice tonight. I'm looking through Sue's trinkets as if they were my own grandfather's.
But also, as Sue is watching me unbox her clothes with like the joy on my face, she's deciding that she's done with everything at her garage sale. And she's like, you know what? Fuck it. It's not just this corner. Everything here is free for you.
She makes
guys.
The announcement mid us going through her trash. And we celebrate like the rats that we are.
We fucking dance.
We're like, thank you,
Sue. We dance like banshees about it.